You know, I told you that that this was the number one day of service in the country now in the on the calendar, and it's because of, you know, companies like Dolly's Roofing. These are folks who are civic minded. They have an eye for their communities. They serve organizations and businesses that are giving back by volunteering to put a roof over their heads in an effort to train their employees. It's a good way to kill two birds with one stone, or as PETA would like us to say, to feed two birds with one scone. We do that with Dolly's Roofing. They're good at this, man. And listen, when you see the job that they do on your roof for your home or your business, Anderson, Greenville, Highway 11, Western North Carolina, Northeast Georgia, anywhere you can hear the sound of my voice, they can do that for you. You're going to know those roofers are well-trained. And then when you figure out how and why they were trained that well, it's going to make you even happier, even more satisfied with choosing to employ the Dolly's Difference. To learn more, go to dollysroofing.com. Ben, I have an embarrassing amount of potential plays this week. After what I did, I was disciplined last week in the OO Bank. And what did it get me, Ben? It got me 1-4-1 with a 56-3 loss where Ohio State covers 50.5 with a touchdown with just a couple minutes left against Ball State. It gives me SMU outgaining Florida State approximately 1,200-7 and somehow only winning by 3. It gave me Tennessee Tech being the first team ever not to cover a 40-plus point spread against Kirby Smart. It gave me nothing. So I am back to undisciplined, reckless, and out of touch with reality on this board.
And why wouldn't you be? You know, I mean, we're playing with funny money. It's not real.
I still don't like when my fake numbers go down.
And I really
I don't like that.
I know, I'm that way too. I know what we're doing when you hit zero. If you hit zero, excuse me. If you hit zero, I know what we're doing.
I'm on pace to get there by Halloween. This is not fun, okay?
We're going to give you the opportunity. We're going to give you a $1,000 challenge when you hit zero. But you have to complete that challenge in order to get the 1,000 back.
Oh, man. Oh, this is good. This is really good. I might pursue zero now. Just,
you know,
for benefit.
Once you get to 500, if you – I keep saying the wrong thing. If you were to get to 500 or less, I'll put it out there and give you the option even.
Oh, so I can preemptively strike.
Yes. And then then you can continue to be reckless.
Okay.
You're talking about last week's game. What about last night's game? And I'm glad I stayed away from it. You know, yesterday, listen, zero doubt in my mind Miami was going to win comfortably over Florida A&M. But I did express some concern about a shortened week for them playing on a Thursday after playing on a Friday on the West Coast and the travel and all that stuff. They probably are all in the training room today because of running up and down the field. They in the first three quarters, 21-28-28. I mean, it's hard to score 28 points in a quarter.
Yes.
77-7 last night.
Woo!
Darian Mensah had one incomplete pass. One. 14 of 15.
They look frightening. That game is coming quickly. It was so bad that they did a running clock and shortened the fourth quarter.
I stopped watching, and my son like texted me. He's like, "Are you still watching this?" He said, "You better hurry because they're trying to get this over as fast as they can."
You know, I was watching the game in Melbourne last night, the NFL game, and I was stunned the 49ers put it on the Rams like that. I really was. But it's amazing that both the football games last night, the backup quarterbacks are getting work. And in Miami's case, it was, you know, multiple backup quarterbacks getting work. But you're right. Miami looks like a total cheat code. Hey, we hadn't really even talked about the how we did in the bank last week, and the people deserve it. You went 4-4-1. That's very well done, sir. I really liked your BC Cincinnati under. That was probably my favorite thing that I wish that I did on your board, and it worked to perfection. So you got that one. You hit Northern Illinois, Iowa, even though it took Northern Illinois not scoring to get that. Props to you for that. You correctly picked that one. Alabama, you laid 27.5 with East Carolina, and you won that one. Youngstown State, Kentucky, under 61.5. I don't know what possessed you to do that, but props on it. It hit pretty easily. And then some losses, South Dakota State plus 12.5. That was probably the correct number and the correct side, but Northwestern ends up winning by 19, I think, was the final there. Kent State, South Carolina, under. Again, that game was much better for South Carolina than anybody could have thought. VMI plus 55.5. I love that you did the Ben Milstead official take the big number for no reason, just because it's huge. And James Franklin, well, he heard what you said about him, and I think he took it personal, Ben. And then Houston minus 21 against Oregon State. I almost took it myself. That should have been a red flag to you. Do you have any regrets? Anything you wish you hadn't done? Anything you're glad you did last minute from last week?
Well, I'm trying to open it up because I have to prove to Google that I am who I say I am.
Oh.
You know, I don't know. I just opened this like what? 30 minutes ago.
What happened? What are you doing, Google? This is unbelievable. I will say this.
I tell you, the most surprising one to me, I took SMU minus 3 at Florida State. Just a push there. That actually is the most surprising thing to me. And SMU played like butt.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, and they still won by 3. But I don't you think SMU looks considerably better tomorrow?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. After a game, I think they do. That is a weird line. I almost took it. They're like, it's like a mid-20s, like 24.5, 25.5, 26.5 with UC Davis tomorrow. Almost laid them. Even though they could very easily do what they did last week and gag it away with turnovers and weirdness and, you know, and end up not covering. I am not changing my process a lot, Ben, and that might seem – you might would say, quote, you're an idiot because you're 1-5-1 against the number in week 0 and week 1. But, you know, you look under the hood, James Madison, there was never a doubt. It was close, but there was never a doubt. Never at any point in that game did I think Liberty was going to cover that. Ball State was the right side. Sorry, they were the right side. I'd do it again. I'd take the points again. SMU, I'd take it again, and I'd take that over again. It got to 51 even with the weirdness. I would take both of those things again, the push and the loss. I should not have taken Tennessee Tech plus 48. Or Tennessee State, whoever it was that played Georgia, should never have done that. Hawaii plus 3, that was bad. TCU minus 7.5, bad. I feel like I earned 3 L's of the 6 that I've got, so or the 5 I've gotten so far.
Yeah, I look back at it, like 2 of them were big number games, South Carolina, Kent State, and then VMI, Virginia Tech. I don't have any issues with my logic on that. I mean, week 1, you're taking a big number with teams that offense struggled last year. And in one case, you got a new head coach on top of that. And you got to cover 55.5. I mean, that's a huge number. Yeah, and they just blew by that. So, anyway, I'll take that for week 1, as crazy as football is right now.
All right, I don't think we disagree on any picks. We don't disagree on anything. We are in agreement on one game, and it is my favorite pick of the week, and it might be your favorite pick of the week too. We'll have to see. Oklahoma minus 4.5 at Michigan. I'm not getting this, Ben. They didn't score on Western Michigan last week. They didn't score on Oklahoma last year. Why am I thinking that Bryce Underwood is going to move the ball at all whatsoever against Brent Venables in this game?
See, I'm with you on that, and I'm actually playing the line and the total on this. It's 43.5. For two teams that are defensive-minded teams, and I don't know what I'm going to – I'm looking at this thinking, okay, maybe I get 17 points from Michigan. And that's being generous, I think. Because it's either going to be Bryce Underwood, who is just, I mean, he's toast right now. It's either Underwood or it's a first-time starting quarterback facing a Brent Venables defense. That's generally not a good recipe for high numbers.
No.
So I don't know what Oklahoma's putting up. I'm looking at it more from the Michigan standpoint. 17, I really think, is generous. So, you know, meanwhile, it is, you are going to the big house. That's, you have to factor that in. And I am by taking the under.
I'm a little nervous about this. Public money is all over Oklahoma, but this line has gone down, which means that sharps and the big money bettors are on Michigan here.
Yeah, the line was taken off the board earlier today, and I don't know why. I assume it is because of uncertainty at quarterback for Michigan. But if sharps are taking Michigan here, you would think it would be, you know, it would have gone the opposite. That worries me.
It does worry me a little bit that the bookmakers maybe know something, that somebody's know something. Here's what I don't understand, though. What is my logic on the Michigan side of this? Bryce Underwood, Kyle Whittingham said that basically he's not guaranteed to keep starting. And Underwood's responses to that were basically dismissive and flippant at the podium. I don't know what I'm supposed to believe about that. I don't know how short that leash is on Underwood. And even if it's a long leash, honestly, the longer the leash is, the more the under intrigues me. My concern is if you put in the backup, Lloyd Carr's grandson, I think, is the backup, maybe. Somebody like that. Mm-hmm. I think that's right. Maybe it's not. No, CJ Carr's Lloyd Carr's grandson. Maybe it's a different person. Anyway, somebody named Carr is a backup. And, we could have two pick sixes. It could be a 2014 Clemson Georgia Tech situation where, you know, Oklahoma's not scoring but on defense, and all of a sudden you get up over that number. That variance kind of scares me. But how is Michigan – look, even if Oklahoma doesn't score, how is Michigan moving it?
Tommy Carr is who you're thinking about.
Tommy Carr.
And Tommy Carr, Chase Herbstreit.
Okay.
Is there. Braden Fowler Nicolosi from Colorado State. And actually, I forgot about him. He is, I believe he's technically the backup. He had 7,000 yards career passing. He's a fifth-year guy.
He's very good. Very good.
So it would not be a first-time starter. Doesn't change anything for me.
Right.
Really doesn't.
That's right. I feel like this requires Reggie. We're in agreement on this.
Oh, I don't like that at all.
That's a pick. That's a pick. Pick
up, knocked down.
I love it. I love it. Mel Karakit says, thankful I can still bet against you this year. You know what? A lot of sharps agree this week on Oklahoma, Michigan. We'll talk about some other games. A couple Clemson questions as well have come in on the Adams Curving text line. We'll get to that and more right after this.
Want to stay up to date with everything the Roar has to offer?
Follow us on social media
at The Roar FM
so you never miss a live show or event.
The Roar, where the upstate sounds off.
Let me tell you how you can benefit South Carolina students, South Carolina teachers, South Carolina institutions, classrooms, institutes of higher learning. You can do it by playing a lottery. South Carolina Education Lottery. Those proceeds go directly into the hands of students. I'm a direct beneficiary of that as somebody who attended Clemson on the back of a Palmetto Fellow scholarship. I've had family members that got life scholarships, and I know lots of people who have had Hope scholarships, and those are things that are funded directly by South Carolina Education Lottery proceeds. There's just nothing like the benefit of a college education to lift up a family, to lift up a community, to lift up a county, to lift up the state. And that money staying local is a huge win for South Carolina. To learn more on how you can benefit and how you can play, seeducationlottery.com/BETTER and the letter U.
Whether it's kickoff, tip-off, or face-off.
Score! 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Trust me, if they could do planes and trains, they would. In the meantime, Pendleton Tire Company does automobiles, trucks, and SUVs with trusted service on tires, lift kits, brakes, wheel alignments, and custom accessories for nearly 55 years. Pendleton Tire Company has taken care of generation after generation. Now it's your turn to discover why folks trust the team at Pendleton Tire Company. Open weekdays from 8 to 5, the Pendleton Tire Company on Mechanic Street in Pendleton. PendletonTire.com.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers and Haywood Mall? Let's start with a state-of-the-art 21st century showroom. Add to that an elegant selection of Swiss watches for him and an exquisite portfolio of diamonds for her. Need more? Award-winning sales professionals providing world-class customer service. All backed by a family-owned company in business for nearly 80 years. Just a few great reasons to shop Reed's Jewelers. Haywood Mall, next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
Ever tried calling an insurance company after a wreck or work injury? Press 1 for confusion, press 2 for excuses, press 3 to never speak to a human again. I'm Trey Mills with the Tramlin Mills Law Firm, and we don't play those games. If you've been injured, we take on the insurance company so you don't have to. You focus on the healing, and we'll handle the headaches. Call 864-485-8585 or visit us at TramlinMills.com. We don't let them mess around and get away with it.
Fall is here, and so is football season. Score big with Harbin Lumber for your next remodel project or custom build. We offer a full service of installed products such as cabinets, screen porches, railings, and garage doors. Give us a call or find us on the web at harbinlumber.com. We would love the opportunity to help you achieve the dreams that you want for your home. Visit harbinlumber.com or call us at 706-356-4300 and let us show you how we can help with your vision. Go Tigers!
Every business around here is built on hard work. Upcountry Fiber is here to make sure your technology is just as solid. We show up for you every day with fiber internet that keeps you moving, managed IT that keeps your systems running smoothly, business phones that keep you connected, and security cameras watching over everything you've built. We're local, we're responsive, and we care about your business and its success. Visit upcountryfiber.com/business to get started.
Football season is here, and there's nothing better than cheering on your favorite team in the comfort of your home with your family and friends. At Fort Hill Natural Gas, we're here to make your game day even better. From firing up the grill for those perfect burgers and brats to keeping everyone warm when the sun goes down, natural gas is your MVP. It's fast, reliable, and always ready to fuel your fun. Make sure your next game day gathering is the best one yet with Fort Hill Natural Gas. Visit FHNGA.com today and score big on savings.
We are here with Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Eric, anything to prevent pine beetles?
The most important thing we can do is to preventatively spray our trees. We're going to spray the bottom 8 feet of that tree because those bugs don't fly very well. They just bump into things and climb up and then they kill the tree. So a preventative spray, what we call a borer spray, because these are boring insects, depends on where you are, how bad the infestation is, but up to 7 times a year to spray to keep those bugs out.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
You and your family are invited to a hidden gem in the upstate, Southern Weaving Food Hall. Along the Doodle Trail at 210 Fern Street in Easley, Southern Weaving Food Hall offers a variety of homemade, chef-inspired dining choices for lunch and dinner. Doodle Noodle, Burger Lab, Home Slice Pizza, and Mac Daddy Chicken, along with the Southern Weaving Tap House and the Ice Cream Factory. There's something for all ages. Flavors designed for every appetite. Southern Weaving Food Hall, where food meets fun.
Slash $400 off any new HVAC system installation. Whether you need a central AC, heat pump, furnace, or ductless mini split, our engineer-owned team has you covered. Mention this special upon booking your free HVAC estimate at BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Your preferred Armstrong Air contractor.
Blue Ridge Heating and Air.
Engineered Comfort Solutions.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $3 billion for their clients.
Optima Tax, they helped me. They calmed me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a lot better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-684-2297. 800-684-2297. 800-684-2297.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Out of Bounds, where no stat is left untouched.
Nerd alert!
If you want to geek out about sports,
join Qualk and Van from noon to 3 p.m. every day right here on The Roar,
where the upstate sounds off.
All right, hour number two continues. We're about at the halfway point. 654-ROAR on the Pratt Injury Lawyers phone line. Adams and Co-Roofing text line. This hour brought to you by our very good friends at Tiger Diagnostics Lab. Dr. Ted Swan and his team, they have stepped into the void to create a better situation for parents and a better situation for doctors. Let me tell you something. I love talking to Ted because he understands the relationship doctors need to have with their patients, and he understands where that might lack because of systemic things that can be fixed. And he's not willing to sit idly by and just let that happen or be passive about it. He took an active role in making sure that doctors and patients have access to results quicker. So when you get your blood panel done at your doctor's office, Tiger Diagnostics can run that panel from Piedmont so it never leaves the state, and then you get that result, you get that information in the hands of your doctor and you, the patient, you know, within a day and not weeks and not, you know, waiting to figure out did the doctor see it or not. You don't have to do that anymore with Tiger Diagnostics. This is great for creating jobs in the upstate and throughout South Carolina, and it's great for doctors and patients alike, and you can take advantage right now. Find out how at TigerDiagnosticsLab.com. Ben, we've gotten a couple questions about Clemson. I do have a couple thoughts on this game, okay? By the way, vote on our poll, theroarfam.com/polls, the Roar mobile app, click the poll tab. I just want to know what color your section's wearing. They're doing the Stripe the Valley with the helmet stripe, orange, white, or purple. This will be our Tiger pregame show poll question tomorrow, brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. Get in on it now, though. I want to know where people are sitting and what you're wearing. Been a couple things about this game that I've been thinking about. The majority of folks in our contest picked Georgia Southern to cover plus 20.5, okay? I don't think anybody thinks Georgia Southern is going to win. But there are a couple of reasons why I actually didn't even struggle that much with this pick. Number one is this. I was thinking about the synergy between, like, does this feel more like App State or does it feel more like Troy? In my opinion, it doesn't actually feel like either of those games. You know, you have some people who, in fact, we've gotten a text or two today that said this is like the Troy game last year. Well, I kind of disagree because what happened in Tiger Stadium last week was way more embarrassing than what happened at home against LSU. Way more embarrassing. You totally pantsed all week. Laughingstock of college football kind of stuff. Way, way different. It's also different from App State in that the last time you kind of got your tail handed to you on the road or away from home, you came back home with a very defined personnel group, a very defined offense, and a system from a coordinator that had been there a year before, and you hung 66 on an App State team that ended up being not very good. I don't think either one of those is true. I'm not sure I can look at that and say, you know what, I like the App State comparison in game number two, or I like the Troy comparison in game number two. I just think there are way different questions and more questions than either of those games. What are your thoughts on that, Ben?
I don't think we need a comparison. We don't have to have a comparison. And if you think about it, thankfully there's not a comparison because you've not ever lost like you lost last week. You've gone through some bad weeks after bad losses. Not like this week, folks. Not like this week. Not with new quarterbacks on top of that.
Well,
not with questions on both lines of scrimmage. I don't think there is a comp, thankfully. And I don't need there to be.
That's right. Now, the reason why I bring that up is because you're going to have to show me, you're going to have to prove to me that something can stick offensively. Like, somebody's got to get better offensively. And if you're asking me who's the leading candidate, man, I don't have a clue. There's nothing, not one snap that I can point to and say, you know what, that offense showed me in that rep that they can be better this week. It's going to have to be some unit is going to have to step way beyond what they did last week to prove it to me that they can actually, you know, flex their muscles or get right in a get right spot or whatever terminology you want to use here.
There are many that look at a game like tomorrow and will say you can't learn anything, you can't take anything away from a game like tomorrow. In this instance, I disagree for this reason. First, if it's close, then you do learn something. But even if it's not close, I will be paying attention to Chad Morris specifically. And, you know, maybe Tom Allen a little less, but I think what happened last week caught them off guard. And now you know, you have a better feel for your talent level. You have a better feel for what you can and cannot do. And I think tomorrow is an opportunity for Chad Morris to do some of the things he used to do, where you scheme to your advantage and you scheme away from your where you're weak. So I would expect them to show more than they would normally want to show in a game like this.
I think they need to.
And that's exactly my point. I think they need to. I think we need to see the creativity with Chris Johnson Jr. And we need to see you set a foundation for this offense. 49 snaps last week, and half of those with pressure in your quarterback's face. You never really could do that. I think we need to tomorrow to start to get a glimpse of a possible identity for this offense.
No question. To me, the first question we do need to answer, and we had a question about this basically asking, will we know who the starting quarterback is? Honestly, in my opinion, we got to at least be closer. You can't come out of this feeling similar to the way you felt last week, which is, you know, somebody's going to win a war of attrition. And if we're being honest, that's what it sounded like. When I came on the air last week, and when Dabo Swinney said that Chris Vervezina won the job, and the first thing that he said about the competition last Tuesday was that Tate Reynolds had a couple disastrous days. And he said that before he talked about how well Vezina was playing. That's kind of like, I don't know, Freudian slip. I don't know what terminology you want to use there. But I think that is the characterization. It's like Vezina won the job because Reynolds fell off. It wasn't that Vezina ascended. We don't need to feel like, well, Tate Reynolds could win a battle of attrition where the other guy fades. Or Christopher Vezina can win a battle of attrition where the other guy fades. A successful week is you can see a path where one of these guys is closer to taking the job this week. Or you know what? If both of them play well, which I think is probably the least likely scenario, if you want to know the truth, like both guys are going to show up and light it on fire, but there's a chance that that happens, then at least we have some positive things. We're not just waiting for one guy to lose the job. We need to see a case for at least one guy to win the job, not because, well, he's younger or because he's more experienced or whatever, but because we saw him in this game make some plays.
Yeah, and I think you would expect both of them to play better because I don't know if they could play any worse and remain in a starting type role. I expect them to both look better. And I'm not a fan of the two quarterback system, but I actually would not be shocked if we see that here for a while until such time as there is some separation, and hopefully there is some separation at some point. On the defensive side, you've got to stop the run tomorrow. And you were terrible at that last week. Absolutely terrible. And you're going way down in competition. If you still have issues consistently stopping the run tomorrow, next week is going to be entertaining.
You know, I think, and I'm putting a lot here. I'm putting a lot out there. I was disappointed that Chad Morris and Tom Allen didn't have more answers built in last week. And Ben, it goes to your point. I think everybody sort of got knocked off kilter by the way that last week went, whether you think that it's just a snowball effect and it got away, or whether you think that it was just a pummeling man for man, blow for blow. It's clear there weren't enough answers built into the game plan on either side of the ball to deal with the issues that arose. I am putting this week stopping the run directly on Tom Allen's shoulders because I don't think the players are good enough to consistently stop the run if it's not being schemed. You know what I do think, and this will be a shift, and this will be a great acknowledgement, is that Tom Allen, in his whole coaching career, has loved to play man coverage on the outside and to run fit the crap out of it. He, at Indiana, where he's not recruiting four-star linebackers, he had linebackers filling gaps perfectly against the run. They stopped the run with linebackers in the gaps because the defensive linemen just filled their holes and did their assignment, and he schemed it. And I think he schemed it because he could trust his corners. You can trust your corners. I think you can trust your corners from the outset of a game. Cover one with man-to-man on the outside, put a safety in the box. I'm doing what Colorado did to Georgia Tech, honestly. We're going to get eight in the box, and we're going to dare you. We're going to do that. Let's go to Clark in Greenwood, who's up with us next. 654-ROAR is the number. More of this on the other side. Hey, Clark.
Afternoon, guys.
What's going on?
Nothing, just my thoughts and prayers go out to all the victims, first responders, everything that happened 25 years ago. It was a long time ago, but still in my mind. And I was talking to Ben earlier, and just it was a day that we'll never forget. And I wish our government would make this a national holiday because it deserves it more than any.
Yes.
Agreed.
So, but anyway, to get the football, I mean, you stack the box against Georgia Southern tomorrow night. The quarterback for Georgia Southern can throw the football. And I hope our secondary is as good as everybody says it is, or potentially it is. But, I mean, you're at the point with Clemson's program, I know they lack talent, but the point you got to tell the guys, look here. You got to test a manhood. I mean, it's a gut check right now. Do we want to play football, or we just want to sit back and just get beat every weekend? And if Georgia Southern beats Clemson, it's all-time low Clemson. But anyway, I'm hoping they get it together this weekend. You got to flush that loss last weekend, move forward. I'm thinking a 38-10, 38-14 game, hopefully. And we'll see what carries on. Love the show, guys.
Thanks very much, Clark. Appreciate the phone call. Totally agree with sentiments on 9/11, too. We never did it for Pearl Harbor, so I get that. But like I say, people are taking the day anyway for service. You might as well. All right, more on the Clemson game coming up. More on some of the bigger games are Bennett Equipment and Supply Pick'em Contest as well. We'll get to that on the other side. Hour 2 continues next.
Scrolling again? Well, you might as well follow us while you're at it. Find The Roar on X, Instagram, and TikTok at The Roar FM to get even more content from all your favorite hosts. The Roar, where every day is game day.
Phoenix Center is a great group of folks. What they do in the Upstate is they help young people become better decision makers. And they do that by empowering parents to help equip young people to be better decision makers. It can be hard. It can be tricky to talk to your kids about alcohol, drugs, and vaping. And they're harmful to young people. We need young people to abstain from those behaviors. And increasingly, young people are abstaining from alcohol, drugs, and vaping. In fact, the average high school student now, according to data, doesn't consume alcohol or consume drugs or vape, and that's good. But we can always do more, and we need to make sure that parents have the tools to be able to talk to their kids, because it's hard to talk to your kids about anything, much less the stuff that really matters, that nobody really wants to have to talk about. That's where the Phoenix Center comes in, with tips and tricks and conversation starters to weave these themes naturally into the conversations you're already able to have with your kid, with your teen. There's stuff in there for vendors and for people who have access to young people, pastors and coaches and all those types of people, so that we're all on the same page. PhoenixCenter.org. Check under resources. Do that today.
We got buzzer beaters, walk-offs,
and Hail Mary.
To the house!
105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Listen up, South Carolina. Football is here, and so is DraftKings. The DraftKings Sports app is now live in all 50 states. And this September, DraftKings is giving customers the opportunity to get boosted every football game day, all month long. DraftKings customers can get a profit boost on select football games. One app, every sport, all 50 states. New DraftKings customers sign up with the code 1055THEROAR. Spend just $5 and get 200 in total rewards within 21 days. Includes all markets. That's code 1055THEROAR. In partnership with DraftKings, the crown is yours. Event trading offered by DraftKings Predictions, a CFTC-registered futures commission merchant. Trading involves risk of loss. Market availability varies. Eligibility restrictions apply. $50 in non-withdrawable prediction dollars issued every 7 days via click-to-claim for 21 days. Prediction dollars expire in 1 year. One football boost per customer. Maximum trade limits and restrictions apply. Tokens expire at the end of the final game each day with an offer. Nationwide based on sportsbook, predictions, and or free-to-play sports contest availability. Varies by state. Terms at dkng.co/offer.
Roof damage rarely announces itself before causing serious trouble. A single missing shingle today can quickly lead to ceiling leaks, damaged installation, and costly repairs down the road. Catching minor issues early can save thousands of dollars. That's where Joe Robertson and Son Roofing comes in. When property owners call their team, they receive clear, honest feedback and establish local experts, not a pushy sales pitch for a full replacement that might not even be necessary. If a simple repair is all that's needed, that's exactly what they'll recommend. Since 1965, the Robertson family has taken pride in keeping upstate roofs strong, leak-free, and built to last. Homeowners shouldn't wait for a small leak to become a major headache. Trust the experts who have put quality and integrity first for over 60 years. Call Joe Robertson & Son Roofing, 864-246-0886, or visit robertsonroofing.net.
Planning your next getaway? We've got good news. Breeze Airways now has nonstop flights to 10 destinations from GSP International Airport, including three new cities, Columbus, Ohio, Cincinnati, Ohio, and Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Enjoy Breeze's low fares, flexible and friendly change policies, and convenient nonstop service. Book your next trip from GSP International Airport today at flybreeze.com. That's flybreeze.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, Mickey Plowler here.
I know you'd do anything for a win on game day.
And an ice-cold Bud Light.
Because whether you're tailgating in the parking lot or parked on the couch,
sitting on your lucky bar stool at the bar, or standing in the fan section all game long,
the clean, crisp taste of Bud Light turns a win into a win-win.
And there's nothing easier to enjoy than that.
Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Whataburger, we believe in more. More obsession. More showing off.
The Bite Bulldog.
More hunger. Meet the More for Four menu. More kick, $4. More bacon bliss, $4. More Texas in your toast, $4. More smoky sweet, $4. Four icons, $4 each. Whataburger. Come one, come y'all.
Texting while driving can be worse than having a blood alcohol concentration above the legal limit. Taking your eyes off the road for 2 seconds can kill an innocent family or children. Don't text and drive.
Don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive. Don't drive while drowsy. A family and children could be in your path. I'm Brian Ramey at Double Out Injury Law Firm. We sue drivers who injure innocent families and children. When we sue you, fun's over. Total buzzkill. Call Double Out Injury Law Firm, 300-00-00.
Be part of a winning team that's making a difference in your community at Arthrex. From creating thousands of new jobs and significant campus expansions, to fostering educational partnerships and philanthropic contributions, Arthrex is proud to be growing and investing in Anderson County. Experience an exciting career with a company that's dedicated to healthcare technology innovation and making people's lives better. Check out available jobs at careers.arthrex.com. No manufacturing experience required.
Whether you're heading to the tailgate or driving around the neighborhood, take on football season in style with your EZ-GO golf cart. As a proud Clemson supporter, join R&R Golf Carts, a local EZ-GO authorized dealer, as they give away an EZ-GO factory-certified pre-owned golf cart at every home game. They are fully inspected and certified from the manufacturer and come with all new parts and a factory warranty. Seven chances to win? Visit rnrgolfcarts.com to enter. Built to perform, certified to last.
Need portable toilets for your construction sites or next event?
Call 864-238-8800.
Yes, Royal Flush Toilet Rental is your answer when it comes to emergency rentals, festivals, wedding, or backyard parties.
Call 864-238-8800.
Remember, if you're in upstate South Carolina, Royal Flush Toilet Rental is locally owned, dependable, and your local portable toilet company.
Call 864-238-8800.
This is Leighton Covage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Morning meetings got you down, and the files are stacking up on your desk? Head to the Ingles Salad Bar and join Clark and Pat on Out of Bounds. Live on The Roar, your upstate sports authority.
All right, we got a text with some, and I'm going to need to verify this because it so shocked me. A lot of people don't know this, but the largest 9/11 monument not in New York on the East Coast is in Walhalla, near the entrance to the old high school, current middle school.
I have never heard this.
I did not know that. That's pretty cool.
Wow.
I'll be looking that up.
Okay,
I don't know how I didn't know that.
No, I mean, not that our texters would ever give us false information, ever.
Not about that.
No.
I mean, that's a crazy thing to lie about.
That's interesting. I had no idea. Cool.
I love that. This weekend, a lot going on. You're going to Clemson. You're going to be wearing your purple, orange, or white, and you can't deal with plumbing issues. You just can't. You can't just let them linger, though, and so you need a plumber to do the job right. That's why you call One Time Plumber. It's a plumber whose name is his number. Clemson grads owned and operated. They're ready for game day too, man. They know you can't be spending game day trying to track down a plumber that can get to your house by Monday. That's when One Time Plumber can pick up the pieces for you. And we know that stress, a lot of stress there with any kind of burst pipe or a leak, a clog, a hot water issue. One Time Plumber's got your back on that. Call the plumber whose name is his number. These are great folks all across the upstate. One Tom Plumber.
It is indeed a fact. It is at 186 Razorback Lane in Walhalla. It's an outdoor memorial, and it has steel from the World Trade Centers. It has other artifacts there. In fact, Walhalla Fire Department, I'm guessing probably did it this morning, but at some point today was doing a remembrance service at that location. They built it on the 20th anniversary, so 5 years ago.
Very interesting.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I need to go see it. I mean, I go to Walhalla a fair amount, and I don't even know why I never noticed that. That's pretty cool. I love that.
It's probably something you've seen and didn't realize what it was because you don't expect it to be there.
That's great. Thank you, texters, for bringing this up. And other people are chiming in on it, saying it's true. I'll be checking this out. That's really neat. Let's go to Darren, who's up with us next as we begin to wrap up hour two. Hey, Darren.
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing?
Doing great. Hope you're doing well.
Yes, thank you so much. My 9/11 story, and then I'll give you a couple of predictions, was I was working in an outpatient physical therapy clinic in Abbeville, and we had the TV on, and we tuned it on, and the first tower had already been hit, but nobody knew what had happened or why. And then we were standing there watching it, and everybody was just kind of not exercising, watching the TV in disbelief whenever the second one hit. Then everybody knew something was up then.
Yeah, that's right. I do remember I remember being in the halls of Edwards Middle School, and people were talking about that a plane had hit a building in New York. And so when a plane hits a building, it's a story. But when two planes hit the same spot, that's when everything really changed. And so that's 100% correct.
And then I had the privilege of going up to Ground Zero with the memorial thing that they had built. With my daughter on her eighth grade field trip day or week, and that was something to remember. There, they had already built the new tower by then, but that was an incredible experience. It was tough. It was heavy. The atmosphere was heavy around that place.
Yeah, Ben, you talked about that it was. You talked about it being somber earlier in the show, but that I remember you telling me about the heaviness of that.
Without a doubt
around it.
But let me give you some predictions real quick. I got Clemson 38-17. I got South Carolina. I think they're going to hit 50 again this week. I got them 55-0, another shutout.
All right. Towson coming to town.
And then I got, I know, big deal, huh? But I got Air Force in a bit of an upset, 27-23 over North Dakota State. And I'd like to hear you talk about North Dakota State for a minute.
I got you. Hey, I'm locked and loaded, Darren. I appreciate the phone call. You know, I'm glad he brought up this North Dakota State Air Force game, Ben. Do you know the total in this game, which is essentially a service academy game? North Dakota State takes the air out of the ball. They don't give up a lot of points, low possessions. The total in this game is 47.5 with North Dakota State at elevation against Air Force. Two teams that gave up a combined 0 points last week. Now, they both faced FCS teams, but neither of these teams gave up a single point last week. Give me the under here, 47.5. I think Darren's right. I think Air Force has to look. If North Dakota State wins this game, they could win like 10 or 11 games. This is one of the few coin flips on their schedule based on the way they've been playing. I think Air Force might get the job done this week. So cue Reggie on that.
That's a pick. That's a pick.
Pick up, knocked down.
Give me the under. Give me the Fighting Falcons of Darren, a.k.a. the United States Air Force. Get it done over North Dakota State. All right, a couple things. We got some text during the break about Clemson. Texter says this from the 864. This is Cam and Anderson. Says, I'm more curious and anxious to see the creativity from Morris, like Ben said. My fear is he's running outdated plays and concepts that won't be fooling anyone and will have to just outplay the man across from us every time. Been a long time since we're able to scheme guys open regularly. I don't think last week there was a single chance to scheme anybody open. In fact, a couple times they did, the quarterback didn't see. Like the wheel route out of the backfield that Vezina just flat missed. It would have been a touchdown. He's seeing ghosts, running for his life, whatever you want to say. If you can't block some, you're not going to be able to scheme anything open. And I don't think Chad Morris did nearly enough to relieve the pressure on the pocket. From a schematic standpoint, a play calling standpoint, I don't think that happened. They tried to get out on the edge, and Chris Johnson hit the brakes and cut back. You know, they tried quick game, and it was snuffed out. They tried going downfield, they couldn't protect. So there's something to be said for that. You've got to somehow establish something, and you're gonna have more fertile soil today, I would say. Texture from the 864 or tomorrow. Says, taking my 9-year-old to her first Clemson game tomorrow, any public parking or do I need a parking pass? You know, great question. There's plenty of public parking, and you'll be able to shuttle or walk wherever you need to go. So that's your answer there. Plenty of public parking available. Somebody else asked, it was a Justin from New Jersey. Ask, what do we need to see from the team tomorrow to make us feel good about having a chance to be competitive in every game the rest of the season? Ben, I think that is impossible. I don't think there is a single thing you could possibly see tomorrow that makes you feel good about every game the rest of the season. I don't even think that's the battle.
Yeah, because it doesn't erase what happened last week.
Right. You're not. There's nothing you're going to be able to see. What you might see is like you just stabilize. You need to stop the bleeding and stabilize. And you do that by hitting some big plays in the run game, hitting some big plays in the pass game, forcing a couple turnovers on defense. Like, you need to make some things happen. Force the issue to Georgia Southern a little bit. Doesn't mean you have to play perfect, but you need to be able to come out of that saying, for example, when Clemson goes to Cal in 2 weeks, you might need to say it against North Carolina. When Clemson plays North Carolina next week, here are the things we're going to try to establish, and we know what that plan looks like because we just saw it work.
All right, if we come in here Monday and Clemson wins 45-3, what's going to be your take on that?
I think it depends how it looks. Mm-hmm. If it's 10-3 at half and they pull away late, I'm not going to feel as good. Okay. I think it needs to be like 28-3 at half, and maybe your backups didn't do as well.
If we come in here on Monday and it was 27-14, what's your take going to be?
Not good. Not good. You start, coin flip games become losses at 27-14. In my opinion. Now, some of it might be, you know, we're playing both quarterbacks, and then once we stuck with either Vezina or Reynolds, things started clicking. Maybe, there could be some extenuating circumstances like that where, like, okay, he leads a couple drives. That's great. You pull away, and then maybe you got the other guy in, and it didn't go as well. But at least you know who your quarterback is. Or, like, you know, they ran it for 220 yards and fumbled. You know, they put in a third-string running back, and he fumbled at the two. There could be some extenuating circumstances where you might glean some things. But I think in order to feel better about the season, as opposed to how we feel right now and just carrying that over 1 week, I think they need to flex. And it needs to feel like a flex, and it needs to feel like they told Georgia Southern what they were going to do and then did it. That's kind of how Walt's been talking about this game. I think there is a lower bar than that that Clemson has to clear first. And so that's kind of what I'm looking for is, like, can you string together enough quality plays against another team's first string? Can you establish something in your offense or defense or both? How's your kicking? You know, like, can you get a return out to midfield? Can you create field position for yourself? That sort of stuff. It's interesting. It's an interesting conversation. We'll talk about it more on the other side. We'll talk about these other games as well in the final hour of the show. Go back to the phones after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson.
Greenville. With their lawns. They also give service. They give the expertise that you need, the selection of a big box store, but again, with that local feel. And they do such a great job of balancing that and then taking that to different areas all over the upstate, from Seneca to Greer. They span that entire area strategically to make sure that you contractors don't have to go out of your way and take half a day that you could be earning money to run your business just so you can have what you need to run your business. That they understand that your needs go deeper than that you've got bigger needs than that. That's what Landscaper Supply does for you. We love partnering with these folks, landscapers-supply.com. Let's go to Trip in Berea, who joins us next on the Pratt Andrew Lawyers phone lines. Hey, Trip.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Just enjoying this beautiful afternoon here, pulling some weeds at my grandma's.
There we go. Hey, shout out to you, man. That's a great grandson right there.
Oh, yeah, I got to clean it up. But, hey, much like cleaning it up, what's going on with the Clemson interior lineman here? But,
boy.
I just wanted to chime in, try to cheer everybody up here. I mean, first of all, if it's 7-4 versus South Carolina, who's also 7-4 going into the last game of the season, everybody's going to be excited about it. That'll be an awesome game. I don't want to hear anything else. But as far as expectations go, I mean, can we just get back to doing the fundamentals? I mean, even under Bowden, Clemson always had good fundamentals, whatever. So if we had a wild card or two in place, it was an interesting game. Now it's like, not really. It's like kind of playing the fundamentals, but not really. There's something missing. I'm not a professional football expert here. I'm a professional viewer. Anyways, clean it up a little bit, and that's the only thing that will give me hope. But also, I think people need to change their scale for comparison. I mean, we saw the best football team in possible history. Like, We're not going to get that again. And so it's fine to be going seven wins, eight wins, nine wins, as long as you're doing the fundamentals and it looks like you're trying. That's my only beef with it. Maybe if everybody spends their gambling money on their friends and family, they won't be so mad every week. But anyways, hope y'all enjoyed Sunshine. I'm going to take it off air. Cheer up, everybody. It's supposed to be a good thing.
All right. I hear you, Tripp. Appreciate the phone call. I agree with some of that. What I disagree with is the passive acceptance of 7 to 8 wins. I'm not for that. You're not paying for that. The school's not paying for that. The staff and the players are not being paid for that. So I don't think that you lower the bar that way, like big picture. What I think is realistic is to lower the bar for this team this season. And like the offseason is where you get to hold people to the program standards, in my opinion. And it's a little bit tricky. It makes sense in my brain. I know a lot of people don't like to do this, so if you don't, that's fine. I know people disagree with this. But to me, when I watched last week, I automatically start taking things off the table that I think are attainable for this program because I'm not sure that this team can do that. So what can this team do? I think they can go win 8, potentially 9 games. They got to fix a lot of stuff. But like getting to the ACC championship, probably that team from last week, probably not. So you start taking stuff off. But that, in my opinion, that doesn't mean that you have to automatically do that next year and moving forward. You don't accept lower than what the bar has been. You demand the bar in the off seasons and program-wide. But then when you see what your team is and you see where your team can become, you don't hold them to the standard of 2018 Clemson, 2015, 2016 Clemson. That is easy for me to do logically. It is more difficult for other people, so I understand that. But I say get this team however far they can go is great, but then like when the offseason hits, you got to reestablish that standard up there. I don't think it's okay to just be winning 7 or 8. Not at the level that it costs. Not at the level that you're paying. Any thoughts on that, Ben? I know that's a weird thing to tell people after 1 week.
In terms of win losses for this year, I don't know that anybody was counting last week as a win. It's just how it happened makes you second guess everything that you chalked up as a W. For me anyway, most of those now are question marks. They could, I mean, they certainly could still be W's, but they all become question marks. I mean, every single one of them outside of maybe Charleston Southern.
I agree. Look, and that would be the worst-case scenario. The worst-case scenario is losing this game, which is on the table. It was not on the table before kickoff Saturday. I think it is on the table now. What we saw Saturday puts it on the table.
It shouldn't happen. I don't think it'll happen. I'll be surprised if it happens. But you acknowledge it could happen.
I think Georgia Southern on paper is a better team than the Troy team last year. And as you pointed out, I'm not sure that the Clemson team on paper, in fact, I know that the Clemson team on paper is not as good as last year's team. We thought that the strength of the team is the team. You know, Brad Brownell said that all the time about his groups. We thought that would be the case, that the strength of the team is the team. It did not manifest on Saturday. It needs to manifest to some degree, to lots of degrees, I think, on the field tomorrow. A couple others on our pick'em contest that we haven't gotten to this week yet. Ben, I am so conflicted on Tennessee, Georgia Tech, and Alabama, Kentucky. And I took Alabama and Tennessee, and I did it for, I have reasons, but man, my principle of I don't trust a true freshman, first-time road starter in any environment to cover any number. I don't care how good your team is. I don't care any of that. I thought the Alabama-Kentucky spread would be higher, I'll be honest. And Georgia Tech was so lousy at the Georgia Tech stuff. The lines of scrimmage were lousy against Colorado. And you know, receivers looked not as good as I expected them to look. Mendoza, in my opinion, Mendoza looked fine. A couple bad decisions in there. Took a couple third down sacks you can't take. But defensively, line of scrimmage, stopping a run. It frightens me to think about the other stuff at Tennessee besides quarterback going into Georgia Tech, what that will look like if they don't improve. And I could not make myself take the points, even though I'd like to take a principled stand against true freshman quarterbacks on the road for the first time. You took both Alabama and Tennessee. Are you sort of in my camp where it's about other stuff, or did you do it thinking these quarterbacks are about to light up their first opponent on the road?
In case of Alabama, yeah, we were 6-6 in the contest. I could be swayed to go Kentucky here. That half bothers me. Like we can really narrow down a game to one point. But
you know, it does feel like a 10 to 14 point game. Like, it really does to me.
Yeah, so if it's a 10-point game, I lose. 14-point game, I win.
Right.
Assuming Alabama is on the winning side of that. You know, it was easy to fall into the trap of the name on the front of the jerseys here for this game. I mean, normally Alabama at Kentucky, that's a, you know, 10.5, that's a no-brainer. Kenny Minchie last week looked good. I mean, threw four touchdowns against nobody, I know, but it's Kentucky. They don't normally like to score points, and they did. And, you know, I do think Will Stein's a very good coach. And I just wonder if that is a spark for this week. Of all the picks this week, I'm perhaps most nervous about this one.
I am too. I had no idea what to do with this game. Alabama defensively last week gave up 5 first downs.
Yeah. Now, on the flip side, Russell looked really good for Alabama as well.
And he's good with his legs. And to me, that's the kind of guy that you can overcome some of the road stuff if you just have the ability to just go make a play.
I want to see if Kentucky can rattle Russell. If they can get to him, you know, make him uncomfortable there on the road. You know, if they can, I mean, they got a chance of winning this game. I mean, not just cover, like, upset there is certainly not off the table.
I totally agree. I do, you know, and I was saying this a little bit. We made so much hay in the offseason talking about Alabama's offense. Cade Womack still is a great defensive coach. And they gave up 5 first downs and 2 rushing yards last week. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not sure East Carolina is great. I think East Carolina is, you know, probably in that 6-6 range of American Athletic Conference team, okay? That's not some team that should be beating Alabama. But I think that probably if your defense has some flaws, that you're probably giving up more than 2 rushing yards and 5 first downs. That, to me, is the thing that got me over the finish line with Alabama, is Minshew looked really good last week, but I think that secondary is really good. I think Womack is a really good defensive mind. I'll point out, he was Tom Allen's defensive coordinator at Indiana. It was his first hire. And head coach at South Alabama, and now the defense coordinator at Alabama. He's been good at defense for a long time.
The other thing that makes me nervous here in this one with that spread, by the way, it's dropped to 10 now. So would have felt better about 10. But
yes,
there's strong chance of rain and thunderstorms in Lexington tomorrow during this game. And, you know, our Alabama running the ball has been like non-existent. If this becomes a, you know, a sloppy game and a lower scoring game, then we may be in trouble here.
The Russell mobility may actually help that too. I'm looking at the numbers for last week. Hill and Crowell, the top two running backs for Alabama, combined for 16 carries for 84 yards. That's like 5.25 yards a carry. Russell was 13 for 86. So Russell outrushed both of the top two running backs combined. Those are the two guys that are going to get majority of the carries. Now, those two guys did have three combined touchdowns. But if you're giving me the threat of the quarterback run game and you're giving me a quarterback that doesn't require sitting in the pocket and throwing in bad weather, I actually think it might force Alabama to take some stuff off of him in bad weather.
One year, didn't we have a like a wild card where you could change one pick?
Maybe we need to bring that back because I've just talked myself
into the fact that I'm on the wrong side of this thing.
Oh, man. There's one other thing that I'll say about this, and we'll go to the phones on the other side. We'll talk a couple other games. You know, Texter says Kentucky did give up some passing yards, and they did. Youngstown State threw it. They were 24-38 for 246 and a touchdown. If the weather's bad again, depending on how bad it is, and it's just ground game, Kentucky's run defense is quite good. So we'll see what happens there. I think Alabama's more talented than Kentucky. I think maybe we've talked ourselves into Alabama's not very good, so we need to fade them without thinking as much about matchups here. We'll talk about this on the other side. Hour number three continues after the break.
Looking to rile up one of our hosts?
Just want to have a chat with a fellow fan?
Whatever the reason,
give us a call on our Pratt Injury Lawyers phone line
at 864-654-ROAR. The Roar,
where your voice is always heard.
Hey, the Bud Light Clemson cans, immaculate. You can get your hands on one right now, local grocery stores and retailers. Listen, Scott Reimer said it at our kickoff show, which Bud Light sponsored, by the way. You can get those and you can enjoy it responsibly. Or you can get one and put it on your shelf. Or you can do both, which I've said. Enjoy responsibly, and then when it's done, put the empty bottle on your shelf. Look, I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm just telling you that these Clemson Bud Light cans are while supplies last available, and the supplies are going very quickly. Find a local retailer. Take advantage of this very cool offer with the Clemson commemorative Bud Light can.
Strike up the band because it's time for college football.
Over the middle.
105.5 and 97.5. The Roar.
Friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game. Everything has to be right, so when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold, white, and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
At Lake Kiwi Ford and Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we offer transparent pricing. You get the manufacturer's rebate, you get the dealer discount, you get every available discount, military, college grad, subprime credit. If there's a discount you qualify for, we'll find it and give it to you. That's how Lake Kiwi guarantees you get the best price. And that's why if you buy somewhere else, you're gonna pay too much. So come see us. We're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson, and always open at lakekiwiautogroup.com.
See dealer for details.
It's true. Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford offer transparent pricing to everyone, meaning you get every discount. And right now, the discounts are huge because it's the final days of Lake Kiwi's summer clearance sale. Save up to $15,000 on new F-150s and Ram 1500s. Heavy-duty trucks are discounted too. Buy now and get zero payments for 90 days. Plus, attractive financing is available. So hurry to Lake Kiwi. They're between Seneca and Clemson and always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
The road to success, well, it isn't always a straight one, but it's so much easier getting there with a good education. I tell my kids every day before dropping them off at school, don't take this for granted. Tuition assistance from the South Carolina Education Lottery helped me go back to school when I needed to make a change. And I'm so grateful because now I am where I'm supposed to be.
Better opportunities means a better South Carolina. And a better South Carolina means a better you. Visit sceducationlottery.com/better you.
A winning game plan covers every inch of the field. From total roof replacements to custom seamless gutter systems, Dolly's Roofing gives your home complete protection from kickoff to the final whistle. They bring 16 years of regional expertise to the upstate, backed by a 5-year labor warranty. Drive your home's defense all the way to the end zone. Call 864-882-1555 or visit dollysroofing.com to claim your free roof inspection today. Dolly's Roofing, quality over compromise.
Overwhelmed by Medicare? Alone? Maybe a bit scared? Don't worry, we've got you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
When you're injured on the job, suddenly the company you've been loyal to feels like a stranger. Navigating workers' compensation isn't just about filing a claim, it's about fighting for your livelihood. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we specialize in representing workers who have been sidelined by injury. We know the tactics insurance companies use to delay your benefits or deny your medical treatment. Don't let a workplace accident jeopardize your family's future. Get the medical care and compensation you've earned. Call us today for a free consultation at 864-343-2222. You work for them, now we work for you.
Whether you're feeding a crowd of coworkers or just hosting a small dinner, mealtimes are made easier with Chick-fil-A catering. Order party trays, packaged meals, entrees, sides, and more, so you can spend less time cooking and more time enjoying the conversations with catered food made for you by Chick-fil-A of Clemson or Chick-fil-A of Seneca. Order on
talk of, you know, as far as, you know, who should be coach of, you know, where, whatever. But what I'm really looking at is, you know, how do we go about if they do cap this thing and what that amount should be? Because when you look at some of these rosters we played, one being, I believe LSU was, what, $40, $50 million, and you look at what Miami's got, some of these schools have billion-dollar donors here, and I think ours is constructed on 25.3 or whatever. And Dabo, while, yes, he did dip his toes into the water a little bit more with the portal as far as this past year goes, you know, even if you did get another coach come in and say they hit the portal more, what can we get with that amount? Because I don't think we would get the cream of the crop, you know, with what some of these other schools are able to do. And, you know, I just feel like there's got to be some sort of cap. I don't know, you know, how much that should be and then, you know, how that weighs upon each school because everybody's got different, you know, financial things. But, you know, it's one thing to hit the portal. But it's another thing to have the money to be able to go out and be able to get the particular talent that you want to be able to move forward. And I'll take y'all out your answers off the air.
All right, thanks very much, John. It's a good question, all right? I'm going to say a couple things on that. First of all, we have been consistently saying on this show that Clemson fans who are walking around with their hands out like a pauper on the street looking for coins because Clemson's poor have the wrong perspective. Clemson is not poor. Clemson has a roster that should have been considerably more competitive against LSU than they were. I've given this example that if the Braves play the Dodgers in the NLCS this year, Braves fans want to win. If they don't win, they understand why. It's because the Dodgers have so much more money than everybody else to spend, and we have detailed the reasons. But getting embarrassed by the Dodgers isn't acceptable, and that's the difference. It's not, can they compete with it? Well, it's, can you not get blown out by LSU? And a $25 to $30 million roster should not get blown out in game one by LSU. That should not happen. That is not acceptable. A $25 to $30 million roster should be competing for a spot in Charlotte. I don't know what Miami's roster is worth. I know they've spent big on some positions. I would imagine it's closer to LSU than it is to Clemson. If you lose to Miami in an ACC championship game, you might make the statement that maybe that's as far as the resources could take us this year. But you also have to think about it this way. Not every quarterback is commanding what Darian Mensah got. Kenny Minchie is a perfect example. Kenny Minchie was Notre Dame's backup quarterback. You don't think that was attainable for a Clemson? Lincoln Kienholz was Ohio State's backup quarterback. You don't think that was attainable for Clemson? Bo Pribula from Missouri? You think Virginia's paying him $5 million at some outlandish number that Clemson can hit? Let me tell you something right now. Clemson is far more nimble and flexible financially than people realize. I think people need to understand, and I think some people do, that Clemson football's inability to go get offensive lineman or quarterback this year was not because they looked at the money and said, we don't have it. Those were decisions made because they chose a course. They were given options and chose a course. Brad Brownell was not, at the beginning of the offseason, was not planning on paying what we're being told is about $10 million for his roster. But Clemson was able to nimbly pivot and find ways to create money so that they could have a $10 million roster just to be reasonably competitive. Again, that doesn't mean that Clemson's going to the Final Four. If they lose to Kansas in an NCAA tournament game or somebody like that, you look around and you go, you know what? That's kind of what you're paying for. But Clemson is financially flexible enough to be able to do this. And I think Clemson fans have got to get out of this notion that Clemson didn't get a quarterback because they were all too expensive across the board and everybody that they could afford is worse than what they have.
You know, Texture a second ago made a good point that it said, do you not think Clemson donors would give more to NIL if they knew Coach Sweeney would use the portal? And I think it's a great point, and I do think they would.
100%. I think that's true. Look, Clemson Ventures doing great. They're progressive deals and the concert series and all that stuff. Clemson Ventures is doing a lot better in this space, I think, than people realize.
If the perception and often reality is that you're not going to spend that money to bring in better talent, that it's more retention money, that would be a hard ask to in raising money.
That's right. And I've said this many times before, the money that's being raised is increasingly going to be given to coaches who show that they can be good stewards of that money. So you've got Sean Poppy, you've got Eric Backich, you've got John Rittman, you've got Brad Brownell, you've got Mike Noonan. You've got all these people who are just looking for little chunks, just little chunks. And if everybody gets a little chunk, that means a big chunk comes out of the kitty. And so I do think football's got to do a better job. I think that's clear that football has to do a better job stewarding resources.
You know, it's interesting that you bring up Brad Brownell, and I would argue it's a little easier to manage just because of the numbers are so much smaller. And, I mean, obviously. But, you know, it was suggested to me that there were a couple of late signees this class in Clemson basketball that one in particular, they weren't sure they were going to get, and the price tag was going to be a little higher than they thought. And they were able to get that money because it was a player that was going to make them better.
That's right.
To the Texture's point. There.
That's exactly right. Let's go to T, who's up with us next on the Pratt Injury Lawyers phone lines. Hey, T.
What's up, guys? Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know Clemson's in the top 20 in the NIL budgets.
We think.
It's not that we don't have it. We're spending it, and I don't want to sound harsh saying this, we're just spending it on the wrong, I ain't gonna say the wrong, I just don't want to, we've got it, is what I'm saying. It's just Dabo's very loyal to his players, and he's paying, that's how you keep the guys that we've kept, we're paying them. And, you know, I was sitting there watching Miami last night, and I was thinking, I didn't realize they have the fewest transfer players in the ACC, but they use their money wisely. They get the right pieces.
That's why I say, you know, I think Miami is much more traditional than maybe we realize because we hear about all the guys they bring in from the portal. But Mario Cristobal is great at the high school recruiting, and they are invested in high school recruiting and maybe even overpaying for high school recruits. But they're coming to be developed, and then if they do have holes, they are a big-ticket item finder. They go get Darian Mensah, and it's the big billboards, and he brings his top receiver over and that kind of stuff. I 100% agree with your take on that.
Yep, and I think that's where, just me being honest, with Clemson, we're a few players away. I don't think we're light years away. I think we're a few players away, and I think that's the decision that whether Dabo makes it or somebody's put in place over Dabo that looks and says, you know what? For our bang for our buck, this guy's got experience, and this guy may be a better option than what we think we have. But that's just my thoughts. I do. I realize Clemson's not broke. We're spending money. It's just we're being very loyal and not getting the shiny new toy that Dabo says he didn't want. But I appreciate you guys taking my call. Y'all have a blessed weekend.
Thanks. You too, T. Really appreciate that. Clemson is spending to the point that they should not be competitive with Georgia Southern and North Carolina. They should be reasonably competitive with LSU and Miami, and they should be handily beating Georgia Southern and North Carolina.
Yeah, there's two different numbers that get quoted in NIL, and people do confuse them. There's estimated NIL value of your roster, which is a real number, and then there is what we think people are being paid. So in other words, like, there's a value placed on a team and what those players should get paid, but that's not always what they are getting paid. So my point there is that we don't truly know the total value that is being paid of rosters. We know the estimated value itself, but we don't know what's being paid. Clemson is estimated to be number two in the ACC
behind Miami. I would believe that.
But again, we don't know if it's true. And then you get into the huge matter of how you spend that.
The Mets are the number two payroll in baseball.
Yes.
But the Dodgers and Yankees spent way better at that top end than the Mets did. So that goes to your point, too. That's like all sports. All right, let's take a break. Final segment. We're going to roll through some games. We've said not enough words about Texas-Ohio State. I have some questions for you on Texas-Ohio State. I have a play in the bank as well. Final seven of the program's up next.
They say you should never meet your heroes.
But is there a rule against hanging out with your favorite radio host?
Check out our remote calendar on theroarfm.com
to find out when one of our shows will be in your area.
The Roar, the Upstate Sports Authority.
Let me tell you about our friend Nick Lavery. Nick Lavery's law firm gets the job done for you. If you are in a legal bind, you have some options, but the best option is the guy who can make sure that the thing that you're accused of, the DUI, the MIP, the drunken disorderly, the fake ID, all those types of charges for a college student in a college town, that doesn't define the rest of your life, that it's not the consequences of that don't hang around your neck forever and ever. You need Nick Lavery, and you need his team of attorneys who will fight on your behalf to make sure you get the best possible outcome for yourself, for your family, taking the stress off your plate. You got wrongful death lawsuits and vehicle accidents that weren't your fault. Nick's great about those, too. He's a Clemson resident, big fan of folks in the upstate. He supports the Tigers for Tatas. He's just a great dude, and he does a great job for his clients. NickLaveryLaw.com. Go see him behind Mellow Mushroom. That's our friend Nick Lavery.
Game to game and conference to conference. We are your home for college football.
He scores!
105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
We're here, Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Eric, what's a first-time phone call? What does that process look like?
When you call Snyder Tree Care, you get an individual on the phone that's going to listen to you and get you to the right arborist who have been trained, and he's going to come out and he's going to walk the property with you. And after that, the crews come out. They'll do whatever needs to be done, but they've got a plan for your property. Call us, 864-244-3088.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
For an outstanding 12 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's best jewelry store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. 12 years in a row.
Diamonds and Gold. We're your diamond source.
Main Street, across from the mall.
In the commercial and industrial world, LA Heating and Air knows a reliable HVAC system is more than just a luxury. It is a critical investment in your productivity, safety, and operational budget. Whether you own a retail store, a manufacturing facility, or anything in between, we offer transparent pricing, data-driven performance, and are committed to being a true partner in your company's success. Visit LAHVAC.com today to schedule a free on-site assessment and optimize your business's HVAC efficiency today.
Mr. Fix-It! Stopped up drain, people often try plunging. Yuck! But the best fix for a stopped up drain is...
Roto-Rooter, may I help you?
Give Roto-Rooter a jingle. Fast, and effective. There's only one Roto-Rooter, the original. Call the neighborhood drain cleaning service that gets the job done right the first time.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name. And away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. Jerry, the Beacon opened back in 1946. How many years have we been serving great food at great prices?
Hey, Plante.
80 years? Well, how many folks do you think we're still serving every week?
Hey, Plante.
Yeah, well, like you say, I like my job, but I love my customers. But can you say something other than hey, Plante?
Call it.
Join Steve.
And Jerry.
At the world-famous Beacon Drive-In, John White Boulevard in Spartanburg, where the food is still always good since 1946.
Call it.
Is your home ready for a fresh new look? At Adams & Co. Roofing and Remodeling, we do more than roofs. We offer kitchen and bathroom remodeling, too. From modern kitchens and stylish cabinets and countertops to cozy, updated bathrooms that feel like your own personal spa, our licensed, bonded, and insured team handles it all. We work with you every step of the way, on time and on budget. Make your remodel dreams a reality. Call Adams & Co. Roofing and Remodeling, 864-260-0080. 864-260-0080 today.
Oh, O'Reilly! O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you ready to get your business noticed? A vehicle wrap is the perfect way to make that happen. Katazoom makes the process super easy with expert guidance, superior customer service, and a friendly, knowledgeable team ready to help. At Katazoom, our number one goal is to help you increase your business. Allow our experienced professionals to help you build your brand with beautiful, eye-catching, expertly installed vinyl wraps. Don't wait. Your competition is already on the road. Visit katazoom.com today.
The weekends are waiting. Don't let interest hold them back. Now through September 30th, refinance with a recreational vehicle with Founders Federal Credit Union and we'll beat your current rate by 2%. Plus, a purchase or refinance comes with no payments for up to 90 days. Whether it's an RV, motorcycle, or boat, Founders can help you get moving. Visit foundersfcu.com/RV loans to learn more. Promotional rate ends September 30th, 2026. For additional cost info, call toll-free at 800-845-1614. Membership qualification required. Terms and conditions apply.
At Low Country Mail, we skip the runaround. Real blood work. Real answers. TRT, peptides, GLP-1, and ED treatment plans built for men who don't have time to feel bad anymore. You're not losing your mind. You're losing your hormones. Low Country Mail. No BS, just results. Get a free month of ED meds with a new TRT plan. Make men, men again, lowcountrymail.com. That's lowcountrymail.com.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
We get it.
Work gets in the way sometimes. But that doesn't mean you have to miss your favorite show.
Tune in on the RoarFM.com
and the Roar app
to catch every hour of Out of Bounds.
Recorded for whenever you need it.
It's the last segment of the show, the last segment of the week. Thank God. Looking forward to the weekend. Hope everybody has a great weekend. I will be watching lots of college football tomorrow, NFL Sunday, and, of course, the Braves all throughout. Tiger pregame show starts at 1:30 tomorrow. William Quackenbush hosting that gym. Kwok, Ashby, and
Grayson.
Grayson tomorrow.
Yes.
Faxon hosts the Tiger Tailgate Show that will begin at 4:30. And then, of course, Jeff Scott added to the radio booth this week. So tune in for that. That'll be fun. We should note that the Tiger pregame show that starts at 1:30 is actually not on campus this year. It will be at a number of different locations. Tomorrow you're in studio, but it'll be at a number of different locations throughout the season. The reason for that is, one, the construction that's still going on at Little John, which is just about done. The other are just some contractual things with sponsorships and all things that we wanted to be able to do, that some of the university sponsorships just they don't mix. So we've made that decision for this year to not be there on campus, and I hate it. I mean, we absolutely hate it, but we will still have the same show. It'll still be the same great show. So hope you tune in. And, of course, when we get to October, we will be still on campus with our Tigers for Tatas gear. So don't worry about that.
Much like the game last week, the pregame show will only go up from last week.
Oh, the pregame show was great last week.
When we were on the air, it was great. I've never before done four segments in a row. I've never done that to catch up with breaks, but we did that last week. I was just flipping pages, man. Just flipping pages. Oh, it was great. Shout out to Ramona for just like hanging in there, you know? I mean, she just was like, she was trying. She was trying to figure out why I wasn't responding to the things that were on the air when the power went out, because she could hear everything that happened and I heard nothing. And us trying to talk to each other was kind of hilarious in the aftermath.
Look, man, when I am 500 miles away and we have an emergency here, I can rest a little easier knowing Ramona's here and you are here and Will and Sam both came in earlier than scheduled. And yeah, I can rest easier knowing you guys were here taking care of it.
Hey, can I tell you something about Texas and Ohio State real quick?
Do.
You know, I have been saying this thing where Texas has never won any of these games and they never win them and Sark never wins them and all this stuff. You know, that's not even true. I was looking back at this. Do you know when Steve Sarkisian's great at winning these games? Week two. He won at Alabama the last year that the Longhorns were in the Big 12. They were at Alabama. He took Georgia to overtime in the SEC championship game in 24. It would not be the weirdest thing if Texas won this game. I still think Ohio State is better in this spot. I trust Ryan Day. I trust what they're doing, their operation, more than I trust Texas and their operation in this particular spot.
You know, last year this was a little bit of a snore fest. It was a 14-7 game, and the quarterbacks didn't look good. Julian Say and Arch Manning out of the gate strong. And they both look seasoned. I think we're going to have a much better game tomorrow. I still just think Ohio State is a better roster, but we'll see. I honestly have no feel at all on what's going to happen in this one, other than it will be higher scoring than 14-7.
I have a
going
feel,
out
Ben,
on that big limb, Kwok.
I'm going 13-6, Ben. Under.
Are you really?
Under 49.5. I watched these two teams play last year, and it was
punt. It happened last year, it's going to happen again. There's no differences at all on either roster.
I think they are different on defense too, and so yeah. I think this is. Doesn't it feel like an NFL game?
Well, it will be in a few years,
I mean, yeah,
when all these guys are in the NFL.
49.5 is a lot of points in the NFL, Ben.
Yeah. No, I mean,
so I'm going under.
No, I can take the – I agree. I can agree with you on the under. But 13-6 is
– Oh, yeah. No.
Okay.
I don't actually think
you're
that.
Joking about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's like 24-17. I think it's like a 24-17 type game. I don't think they're not going to move it, but I think it's going to be hard to move it enough to just score at will. Hmm. Because I do think these defenses are very talented also. Line of scrimmage is very talented. We know about the receivers and the quarterbacks. Other games that I'm – you know, the Wake Forest-Purdue line's down to 2.5. It's got me wondering, like, what are we doing here with Purdue?
You know how people love Purdue.
I mean, I just – what are we – the last time Purdue covered – Ben, the last time Purdue covered the spread as a single-digit underdog at home was 2021. They're like 0-6 in the last 4 years as a single-digit underdog at home. They never cover, ever.
To be fair, they're usually double-digit underdogs, though, so maybe that's why.
Way more examples of double-digit underdog. So I've got Wake Forest. I think people are overreacting to Wake Forest handing some points freely to Akron in the second half. Wake Forest was well ahead in the third quarter of that game, and Akron kind of, you know, made some headway late, and Purdue played nobody.
I really hope I'm wrong here. I mean, I would love for Wake Forest to win this one. I don't think they are. I don't think they are. I think Purdue's going to win this outright.
It'd be great. I mean, you know, not for me. It'd be great for Facts on Sports if Sam Jones got to flex. I still can't believe that Faxon just, like, jumped down Sam's throat that day, just like, Wake Forest going to murder your children. And Sam's like, what do you mean? I'm going to pick Wake. And he ends up picking Purdue. I thought it was great. Ben, I was going to ask you what's my favorite thing in the world to take on the picks, but that could be like 9 things, none of which are very good things to pick. You know how I love a body clock game. You know what's even better than a body clock game, Ben? Is a body clock game after a rivalry game. Oh, man.
A body clock game after. Okay, who are you talking about?
Washington State.
Okay.
Played Apple Cup Sunday. Washington was a doo-doo sandwich and still won by double figures. Did not cover, but won by double figures. Washington State will kick at 9 a.m. Pacific against Kansas State. Washington State asleep for the entire first half. Kansas State -17.5. I know it's an early kick in Manhattan, but it's even earlier than that in Pullman. Ain't no way Washington State is getting up off the mat after Apple Cup for a 9 a.m. Pacific kickoff.
Man, first year, Colin Klein, though, you know I love Avery Johnson, but he still makes me nervous.
Oh, I'm very nervous about this. Very nervous.
They have 50 newcomers on Kansas State's roster, too. 50.
You know what they all have in common?
So you got a new coach, 50 newcomers. By the end of the season, I could see them playing pretty good football. But that's tough in a game like this early on.
I still prefer awake newcomers to asleep returners. So I'm going with the body clock.
I know this about them because when we were allegedly going to do our spreads, our win totals on the season, and we kind of abandoned that.
Yes.
Kansas State was one that kind of jumped off at me. And it was going to be a bit of a flyer, but I want to say their number was 8.5. And I'm thinking, okay, you got this many new pieces, and I need you to win 9 games to go over. That just felt unlikely. They have 34 returning lettermen. 34.
Whew. That's tough. Don't love that.
But now the flip side. I love Kansas State. I don't know why. I always have. I enjoy pulling for them, and I like Avery Johnson. But this is a stay as far away as you possibly can game for me.
I got to do body clocks, man. You know, I can't just let a body clock slide like that. You know, Kirby covered a 40-point spread last week, and so that narrative's done, right? Right? Right?
No. Sure.
Absolutely not. Western Kentucky +40.5. Ain't no way he does it again. It's going to be like 38-10. They're going to get out of Dodge and play conference play next week. Illinois -5.5 against Duke. I'm not sure Duke's very good. I think Illinois can score. Memphis +8.5 at Boise. I'm surprised at this number. I think people are a little bit overreacting to Boise against Oregon. I'm not sure Memphis wins. I think it's a field goal game, though. Keep an eye on this one. Keep an eye on Willie Simmons, Florida International, -9.5 against Buffalo. Everything else I think I've given out. Anything you want to highlight that you've got in the doc bin before we go in our last minute and a half or so?
Let me see here. Quickly.
You've got the under on Memphis Boise State, which I almost picked. I do think it's going to be a little lower scoring.
Yeah. I can't pull it back up again. I have to prove who I am to get back into my own doc. So
I'll give you what you pick. You have Oregon minus 23.5 against Oklahoma State.
Oregon just feels like the team that gets out of the gate slow. They bounce back. They put up the points this week, right?
I think so. Okay. I think so. They moved it well enough. They should have beat Boise by more, in my opinion. Virginia Tech minus 18.5. ODU is a tricky spot for historically for Virginia Tech. Maybe not for Franklin. LSU minus 35.5 against Louisiana Tech. You know, Louisiana Tech put up 80 on Northwestern State last week? 80. They might not put up 10 against LSU. Navy minus 4.5 against Florida Atlantic. And then you've got three NFL picks. Browns, Jags under 39.5.
Oh, those jokers not scoring points.
Gross. That's gross.
Those teams are not scoring points in week one.
That's disgusting. Texans, Bills over. I can see that 44.5. And Eagles, Commanders under 44.5. This game has 12-6 written all over it.
100%. I don't normally do NFL, but those just feel like free money to me. We'll see how I do.
Oh, man. 13-4. Some nonsense like that.
13-4.
Hey, that's it for us.